Hello again to Faith Matters. This is Father John Pagilio of Harrisburg, and I'm Father Bob Levis from Erie, Pennsylvania. And today we'd like to talk, John, maybe a little bit about Mary. I get a lot of questions about Mary, who she is, do I have to have devotion to her, what about this new title, this new dogma that's supposed to be, the Holy Father is supposed to define. So do you get any of those questions?
Oh, yes, Father. That is a very typical question we get on Mary. Do Catholics worship Mary?
Yeah.
And especially questions on the proposed dogma or doctrine that the Holy Father may or may not define. And we as Catholic priests, we get this question online and we get it in person. You're on the subway and someone says, "Are you a Catholic priest?"
Yeah.
At the airport down here, I got that from a few people. And that's one thing that we as Catholics should never be embarrassed or ashamed of, is our Marian devotion, because it keeps intact two of the commandments. One, "I'm the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have any other gods before me." We don't worship Mary, because that would be violating the first commandment. But we do honor her, which is the fourth commandment, honor thy father and mother. Mm-hmm. And she is our mother by adoption, because Jesus said at the foot of the cross, "Behold thy mother." And so we honor her, we venerate her, but we never adore or worship her, because that's due to God alone.
Yeah.
And this new doctrine of Mary as co-redemptrix, that is in the plan of God. Whether or not the Holy Father solemnly defines that, it will be a glorious day if he does. And if he does not, it will not detract from Mariology or from the truth, because it has been consistently taught through the ordinary infallible magisterium.
A very simple question is, did God need Mary, or do we need Mary? Does the Church need Mary? Well, objectively and metaphysically, no. I mean, we have one Savior, and he's Jesus, and all our good Protestant brothers would applaud that. But somehow or other, the Father decided he needed the services of this little girl, this little woman. And objectively, that's how we got Jesus. He was conceived by the Father in this little high school sophomore. I always like to call her about that, a 14, 15-year-old child. And we have this beautiful woman. So often, the great fathers of the Church and good orders will extol Mary, and our separated brothers are offended somewhat by this. But John Henry Newman, as a Protestant, when he was a Protestant, rather smiled at that himself. But he said, once he entered the Catholic Church and he saw the love that exists between a client and Mary, it's like the love letters. This exaggerated language of extolling Mary is like a love letters between husband and wife before marriage and so on. So we love Mary.
Absolutely.
And very much, and need Mary. And when you were on EWTN, you praised Mary and proclaimed your absolute necessity for devotion to her, and I as well, John.
It's totally indispensable, as St. Louis de Montfort and others have pointed out, that devotion to Mary is key to the Catholic life, because as Mary herself, she doesn't take these things for herself. She's always pointing to her son.
Yes.
"Do whatever he tells you," is her beautiful line in the gospel.
I remember years ago at our university, at Gann University in Erie, there was a veteran who came back, and he was daily communicant, a wonderful fellow. And I asked him, "George, why are you so pious?" And he said, "Father, I say the rosary every day." And he said, "That's like putting airplane gas in your Jeep." Nice way of putting it. Not too theological. It might have some holes in it. It might do something to the Jeep. But, I mean, definitely, she's an assist. She's an auxiliatrix. She's a tremendous helper. She's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers are always there to help and to do.
And she always notices those little details, like she did at the wedding feast at Cana. Who but a mother would notice there's a smudge on your face? When I would come home, my dad would say, "Hello."
Yeah.
My mother would say, "Come here a minute," and she'd wipe something off my face.
Yeah.
Mary notices those details. And one detail we have to depend on is her always praying for us to her son.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, and God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Levis and Father Tregilio for their series, Web of Faith, coming to EWTN.